Hey, everybody, it's your girl, Miss Michi. Welcome back to another episode of Miss Michi 101, where each week I bring you an influential entrepreneur or leader in our community that you should know. Today, I'm very excited because we have our sponsor, Miss Faye Porter from Black Dollar Days, joining us today. We are getting in depth and talking about the Black Dollar Days initiative and how you can be a part of it and really making a shift as we start off 2021. Faye, welcome to Miss Michi 101. Hey, girl.
Hey, and thank you so much for having me. Really.
No problem. I want to just let you all know, at the bottom, you'll see all of the ways to follow Black Dollar Days, and also you can register your business on the blackdollardays.com. So we've been telling you all about it on the Blueprint Live, but you're hearing it here first from Miss Faye Porter herself. So, Faye, before we jump into Black Dollar Days, you know, I noticed that when you and I connected with each other a few years ago at a networking event, that you've really been in the community advocating for different causes. Can you share with my viewers some of the, you know, some of those things that you've been a part of?
Definitely. You know, about such and such more than 10 years ago,
okay.
I moved into a building and I moved to the area because I had lived there before.
Okay.
And when I went back, the building was kind of crazy looking. And I said, you know, I didn't know anything about slums. I'm a suburban girl. I didn't know anything about landlords and tenants, right?
Right.
So I moved into this place and, you know, I saw some things there that weren't right. And I really could not comprehend people sitting in the hallway. The first time I had ever seen what was a gang altar. And I was really disturbed. I had three sons and I wanted them to be safe.
Absolutely.
You know, unfortunately, when I moved in, they told me they were remodeling, but really that's the way it was every day. So okay. I called my mom. I was upset and crying. And she said, this is exactly what she said. She said, stop crying and start a tenants organization. And that's what I did. So I've been involved in tenants' rights for 20 years. The president of two on the board of some others. I find that especially for people of color, being involved in the community in whatever you do is important. And so tenants' rights has been basically what I've been doing and what my passion is besides what I'm doing now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that that's great. I mean, I remember my first time that I stepped out and I got my own apartment. You know, I looked up, I had gotten in a newly renovated apartment and they knew who I was at the office. So, you know, I was able to, you know, have a good experience. But I've talked to some people and some of I'm like, no heat. You know what I'm saying? Like, no control. Like, no, like, oh, y'all really ain't had no heat. That's a problem. You know, and you hear about those bad experiences. So you need organizations like that.
Definitely. And a lot of people, you know, they think I found this out. They think that it's their fault. A lot of landlords just don't keep their properties up to par. So anyone who's a landlord, please treat your tenants like you would want to treat yourself. So a lot of the times it's just the landlord not doing his job. Very easy job. If you're if you pay the rent, you deserve heat, you deserve electricity, you deserve a clean place to live. And I was quite shocked when I moved into the city that kind of thing went on. Because you know, like I said, I was, you know, we lived in middle class suburbia. And that was the kind of thing you didn't see on TV. Really?
Yeah.
And I was like, wow. I mean, for real.
Yeah. No, it's, you know what? I can definitely identify with that. I mean, you know, my sister and I, it's so funny. We were talking about just the names of the suburbs that were surrounded where we grew up at. We grew up in Country Club Hills. And she's just like, that sounds the ditty as hell, no matter where you go. she like Matteson, Richmond Park, Orland Park. I'm like,
it is city. It is the ditty. It is.
That was so
fitting. Yes, it is. And it's beautiful.
Right. It's just like,
beautiful.
I'm like, I can't help it. That's where I grew up at. You know? But you definitely need people that can advocate, because I think a lot of the times what happens is people accept those conditions because they don't know any better. You know, they literally, like, if they just had the knowledge, I'm pretty sure you had a lot of people that stood with you that maybe never protested anything before.
No, you know, I think a lot of it is they don't know their rights and they don't feel like that they have a voice. So if you don't know your rights, you're going to be afraid. And a lot of landlords are intimidating, especially those that don't keep up with the municipal codes, and they treat their tenants like garbage, and they don't clean the buildings, and they don't give them adequate heat. Some of the things that I saw really, you know, I cried because I said, you know, these people don't have any kind of compassion, but it's up to the people in the community. Like, I didn't know people need to get involved in things.
Absolutely.
Instead of just complaining, because everyone needs some help. I'm not rich. You know what I'm saying? I'm not rich. So it's like everybody needs some help. And if we assist each other, especially in our community, which is the way it used to be.
Yeah.
You know, we helped each other in that middle class suburbia life that I lived in. You know, everybody knew everybody. If you did something, you got a whooping by that person. And when you got home, you know, but I love doing, you know, for our community. I love doing for myself, because when I help me in an effective way, I can help
somebody else. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, you know, thank you for sharing, you know, that experience. I think that that's pretty cool. Like, y'all have to check Faye out for real. She's got, you know, articles, and, you know, you'll see her on the front of papers and stuff. She's making a difference. So make sure that y'all definitely go and follow. But that brings us to Black Dollar Day.
Yes. Yes, the Black Dollar Days initiative. Yes.
Yes. So first off, before we jump into it, because the biggest question, you know, Black Dollar Days is one of our sponsors at the Blueprint Media Company. And, you know, we're definitely helping to get the word out and everything. But the biggest question that they ask me is, what is it? What is it all about? So let my viewers know, what is Black Dollar Days all about?
The Black Dollar Days initiative is a different kind of protest. I explain it to people this way. Black Dollar Days, I mean, Black Lives Matter is out on the street, and we're protesting and marching. That's one form of protest.
Correct.
The Black Dollar Days initiative is financial protest. Now, Black people don't know, but Black people and people of color really don't understand their spending power. You know, and that's one of the things we're about, is educating people also in the process.
Okay.
So, I'm so sorry, my phone is ringing. So please forgive it. But should I answer it? I'm just going to let it ring off.
Right. Continue.
Just let it ring. Okay. So that's entertaining.
Right.
But what I was saying about Black Dollars. They know better. Black Dollar Days, because it is a financial protest. First, we have to understand our worth as far as spending is concerned. Black people are the biggest consumers, and people of color, in the United States. And what Black Dollar Days is to take our money out of the hands of those who control those who make the policies that affect our lives every day.
Correct.
Give you an example. Our first initiative is about stopping the murdering of Black people by police. That's our first initiative. Correct. Now, the premise of Black Dollar Days is that the government controls the corporations. People say, well, Faye, how do you know? I said, well, look at the lobbyists. I also tell people, do some research, find it out on your own if you think I'm not telling the truth. But those lobbyists are milling around Washington, D.C. and our legislators saying that I will pay you $500,000 if you support this or if you support that. So that's number one. Then the government funds the states. States fund the cities. And a couple of them fund the police force. Since we have marched and cried and died, let me ask you something. Does it seem like the killing of Black unarmed people by police has stopped? Does it seem like that to you?
No, it's been something that's been ongoing.
That's right. So how we apply, we call it financial leverage. On certain days, we just don't buy. Black people, can you imagine this? A whole week where we say, Black people, people of color, and those who support our cause and our initiative, because it's not just Black people.
Yeah, I definitely wanted to ask you that. Like, is it just limited to the Black community, or is it something that Mm-mm. I mean, I know this information. I'm just asking what I'm giving the people what they want.
Right. Give them what they want, huh? Give them what they want. Definitely. We are all inclusive because there are white people out there marching with Black Lives Matter, absolutely, Black people, Black Lives Matter. That's that form of protest. This is one we haven't tried before. We haven't tried effectively. Because yes, first, Black people and people of color and our supporters have to realize our spending power. Correct. And when we stop spending, there's a reaction.
Yeah.
Now that reaction is them saying, the corporate people, why are they not buying our products? That gives us a seat at the table. At that point, we go, this is what we demand, not what we want. Not what we want, because right, we give you our money. And because we give you our money, we expect you. We don't, you know, we pay your salary.
Right.
We give you corporate bonuses.
Correct.
So while we're giving you all those things, what are you doing for us? Now, since you have, since they have, the corporations have that power in Washington, that's the way we use leverage to make them do what we need done.
So, you know, I've always told you from the very beginning that I thought that it was a very powerful initiative. You know, what was the thing that, you know, struck for you that made you want to start the Black Dollar Days movement?
Well, I was thinking about another personal story. I was looking at Breonna Taylor and when I saw George Floyd, and I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I don't think words can describe, you know.
It hurt my feelings the day that I watched the news and to see the raw video of what happened. And then, you know, just knowing at that moment that after a little while, they weren't going to talk about it anymore.
Not at all. It was the people that kept it alive. So I was sitting there, as I had done with Trayvon Martin, as I had done with the countless other Black young men and women, as long as you're Black and people of color. I got tired of seeing that. I first thought about the Black Dollar Days initiative in 2016, but the timing wasn't right. Mm-hmm. And it's all about timing. And so I thought, what can I do to make a difference? You know, I looked at what we had done, mm-hmm, the marching, the protesting, holding up the signs. People have died. Think about Selma, those kind of things. We've done all of that.
Yeah.
And we are, especially after Trump, we're 50 years ago when it comes to voting rights, civil rights, and our Black people are still getting killed. Unfortunately, coronavirus and all that stuff kind of took our eyes off of it, but it's still going on.
I want to know from your perspective, because given how the initiative is set up, and I this is going to be a loaded question, but I think that it's important to go there.
Okay.
Do you think that if we are able to, as a community, to gain that financial leverage, do you think that those conversations may have fallen on deaf ears with the current administration that's in office?
Definitely deaf. I don't even know if they had ears.
I'm sorry, I just had to ask. I'm just like, you know, because it will definitely have more. It's gonna be able to reach everybody.
Definitely.
I believe in that cause. It's just like they just seem like they're so like, look, we're not entertaining anything. So I had to ask. I wanted to know what you thought about that.
Well, I think when people finish dealing with the silliness that has been going on for the past 4 years, then things will come back into focus, because
correct,
people have been, including myself, we've been so...
our minds have been blown. Like,
yes. You know, we were sitting looking at the TV going, did I really see that? And the onslaught from the media just every day pummeling you with the same thing over and over. So a lot of people didn't have time to think about anything else. But Black people were still being murdered. And that wasn't on the news. About Breonna Taylor, the officers not being charged, that was on the news, but kind of swept under the rug. There were two young men in Columbus, Ohio, last month or the month before, who were killed by the police. One was standing in his driveway with the phone. that they said something about something. What they say really doesn't matter. We know what happened, mm-hmm. and we know what's been happening since slavery.
Yeah.
It's just, first it was lynching. Now it's different types of, you know, the policemen shooting unarmed Black people. And by the way, there was a something on CNN where it said they were talking about the number of KKK members and white supremacists in the police force. Now that explains some things, doesn't it?
It's
makes you think.
It's loaded. It's loaded. And I mean, you know, so when people come back, especially within our community, and they say that they had a really negative experience, or you can physically see it. I mean, I'll never forget one of the nicest guys that we knew when we were in college. They beat his ass outside of a local bar within our college community.
Wow.
And, I mean, to the point where it was just like this, oh my goodness, like they like disfigured some stuff. Luckily he healed and everything was okay. It's like, you know, if you see him now, he back living his life. But I mean, goddamn, y'all, they supposed to protect and serve, not whoop you up like that.
Well, they're protecting and serving themselves. That's what they're doing. And yeah. getting on the police force for the white supremacists that are on there, for those who are bigoted, is another way of
kind of like exuding that.
That's right.
Energy. Yeah, absolutely.
That's right. Exactly. And now, you know, Trump gave them a chance to come out of the woodwork. So now we have to hit back at them. Now is our time. Because, and like I said, we're all inclusive. So if this is offending you, oh, well, too bad. You're one of the people that I'm talking about.
Mm. They're not right. No, but that's real, though. I mean, at the end of the day, like everybody, we're all supposed to matter at the same level.
Definitely.
Same amount of effort and everything. And it's just like anyone that feels like that should be disproportionate. It's just like, you know, I mean, hey, sorry. Like that's your problem.
That's right. And you know, the thing about Black Dollar Days is not only will we use that financial leverage to make that change, another benefit of it is on those days on the Black Dollar Days Initiative website, there's mm-hmm. something called the resource registry, okay. where you can also register your business if you go to www.theblackdollardays.com. You can register your business.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so people can go to that registry and look for the kind of service that they want to shop at on Black Dollar Days. Another incentive for people to put their businesses in the registry is not just for the Black Dollar Days, it's for every day. That creates a community of Black and brown owned businesses and those businesses that support us. So we will know on Black Dollar Days what business, what entity we won't need to deal with. Because we are going to be so strong, we have to be, that when we come to a corporation, I'm not going to say the name of it, but it starts with a W. Imagine if it starts
with a
imagine for 1 week, we just had a whole week full of Black Dollar Days and said, look, we're not shopping with you because whatever cause we're going after this time, it's the murdering of Black people, unarmed Black people by police. If you don't pressure that lawmaker to do something, mm-hmm. then we're not going to ever shop with you again because we have those people in the resource registry who are part of our community anyway. So that'll make, you know, it's always been said Black people don't stick together. Yeah. A lot of the times because we don't know of the resources that are out there.
Exactly.
So, that resource registry is going to help in more ways than one.
So how important do you think that it is to, you know, because we noticed that with some initiatives they'll come around like once a year around Black Friday or different things like that. How imperative do you think that it is to have it on a continuous basis as far as for Black Dollar Day?
Because that is the only way it will be effective. If Black people stopped spending for one day, the corporations would go, well, you know, okay. You know, no big deal. Now, when you do it once a month, wow, especially in mass, that's deep. Because now you have millions of people going, no, we're not spending money. This is what we want paid attention to, not just the corporations. We want to pay attention in the press. Mm-hmm. You know, we want the attention. And it takes millions of us, unfortunately, in America to stop spending our money to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I want to know, what are some, like, if there was one thing that if someone was to choose to participate in Black Dollar Days, what would you want them to take away from being a part of the cause?
What I would want them to take away, what I would want them to take away is that that should be their passion. If you are a person of color or someone who really believes in that call, make that in our cause, make that your passion, because it's something that needs to be addressed, and the only way to do so is with money. Those in power understand two things: money and power. We have the money. We're never going to get reparations. And so we have to use what we have for the right cause to get the results that we need.
That's right. That's
and this is something that it hasn't been done before, because a lot of people have, oh, how do you know it's going to work? It will. Right. We've tried everything else, and they still continue to kill us and our kids in the street.
Yeah.
You know, so the Black Dollar Days initiative is so important. You can just go in and put join us on the website, because we like to know who's, you know, joining us in our cause. You can do that. Right. And if you just don't want to join and you just don't want to spend, that's fine. You can also go on there and register your business. So really, there's no reason not to participate. Exactly. It doesn't cost you anything.
Absolutely.
You don't even have to leave your own house. Just don't spend.
Faye, let everybody know how they can follow Black Dollar Days and how they can support and just be a part of the initiative.
Okay, well, they can go to our website, theblackdollarday.com. And look on our website and really just look at that front page and read exactly what it is the initiative is about. That'll give you a more complete understanding. There's a tab there where you can join us. Just put your name there and say, I'm in. If you want to register your business, you can become part of the resource registry. Every Black Dollar Days, the reason we want you to check all the time is so that you can get your day, the day that will actually be the Black Dollar Day for that time period. I'm not going to tell you, but it will be in February, because I do want you to look on the website. So you can go on the site, you can follow us on Instagram and any other social media platform, because we want to keep in touch with people and let them know this is ongoing. It's not just a one-time thing. This initiative will go on as long as we have money, and we will always have that. And thus, we have the ability to make a change. So just look up the, you can also find us on Black Dollar Days Facebook page. So we're out there, and we can always ask you, because you'll always know. But yes, go to www.theblackdollardays.com.
So you all will always hear about updates and things when you tune into the Blueprint Live. And if you're following Ms. Michi and the Blueprint Media Company on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, okay? We've got what's going on, what's happening. And Faye, thank you so much for joining me on Ms. Michi 101. I really hope that everything goes well with the Black Dollar Days initiative. I think that it's you know, a very strong foundation that we could build to create some change.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. You have a wonderful show, even with our crazy technical difficulties, but thank you for having me.
Of course, of course. So thank you all so much for tuning in. We'll be back next week. I'm actually going to be interviewing Antoine Wright from Apex Couture Magazine. I was recently featured in his magazine, and he is from Miami, Florida. So we are getting it in next week.
Right.
To tune in or whatever the case, and make sure that you are following the Black Dollar Days. This is very, very important.
Very.
Okay? Very important. Go register your businesses, okay? I mean, like you said, Faye, they can't lose either way. So it's like, go register your business, stop being funky, and do what you gotta do.
And it doesn't take, if you don't need to leave your house, just don't spend. And by not spending, we can make a difference.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you all so much. It's been real. Bye.
Bye.